And then, oh, the blazes with him. I had another glass of brandy and took stock of my royal surroundings. Sumptuous wasn't the word for them. Silk sheets, lace pillow, solid silver cup and plate by the bed, with breast of chicken under a napkin, be God, in case I felt peckish. I resisted a temptation to slip the plate into a pocket. Plenty of time for lifting the lumber later. This was only a staging boast on the journey, after all. The pick of the loot would be in the Palace of Strachan's. But I felt I could rough it here for the night. Excellent liquor, a warm fire, cigars in a tooled leather box. Even the pot under the bed was of the best china, with little fat-ass cherubs running round it. I plumped back on the bed, and it was like floating on a cloud. Well, thinks I, they may talk about cares of state, and uneasy lies the head, and all that tommy rot, but this is the life for old Flashy. You may take my word for it next time you hear about the burdens of monarchy, that royalty do themselves damn proud. I've been one, I know. My eye fell on an ornament on the mantel, a carved kneeling figure. A little prickle ran through me as I realized that this was the Cupid Bismarck had mentioned. By Jove, he knew his business, that one. Down to the last detail. I rolled off the bed and looked at it and felt a slight glow of pleasure as I realized it wasn't a Cupid after all, it was a nymph. The great Otto wasn't infallible then after all. It was most obviously a nymph. And contemplating it, I realized there was one thing missing from my princely paradise. Bronze nymphs don't compare to real ones. I hadn't had a woman since the blubbery Baroness Peckman had been so rudely plucked from my embrace, and I hadn't really been able to get to proper grips with her before Rudy had interrupted us. Fat and all as she was, the thought of her was making me feverish, and at that moment there was a soft tap at the door, and a slim, very sober-looking fellow slipped in. This was obviously Yosef, my valet. I was on guard again in a moment.
"Is there anything your highness requires?"
says he. "I don't think so, Yosef," says I, and gave a yawn. "Just going to bed." And then a splendid idea occurred to me. "You may send up a chambermaid to turn down the covers." He looked surprised.
"I can do that, sir."
Now, Flashy would have growled, "Damn your eyes, do as you're bloody well told." But Prince Carl Gustav merely said, "No, send the chambermaid." He hesitated a second, his face expressionless, then,
"Very good, your highness."
He bowed and went to the door.
"Good night, highness."
Of course, it was a damn fool thing to do. What with the brandy and my randy thoughts, I didn't care. Anyway, wasn't I a prince? And the real Carl Gustav was no monk, by all accounts. And damned careless about it, too. So I waited in lustful anticipation until there was another knock, and a girl peeped in when I called out to enter. She was a pretty, plump little thing, curly-haired, and as broad as she was long. But just the thing for me, with my thoughts running on Baroness Peckman. She had a bright eye, and it occurred to me that Yosef was perhaps no fool. She curtsied and tripped across to the bed, and when I sauntered over, slipping the door bolt on the way, and stood beside her, she giggled and made a great show of smoothing out my pillow. "All work and no play isn't good for little girls," says I, and sitting on the bed I pulled her onto my knee. She hardly resisted, only trying to blush and look demure, and when I pulled down her bodice and kissed her breast, she cooed and wriggled her body against mine. In no time we were thrashing about in first-rate style, and I was making up for weeks of enforced abstinence. She was an eager little bundle, all right, and by the time she'd slipped away, leaving me to seek a well-earned rest, I was most happily played out. I've sometimes wondered what the result of that encounter was, and if there's some sturdy peasant somewhere in Holstein called Carl who puts on airs in the belief that he can claim royal descent. If there is, he can truly be called an ignorant bastard.